American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Accord. Amendment. Constitution. With respect to. Astonished. Pass. King. Queen. Run for. Senators. Mayor. What a shame that.
Now listen to the dialogue.
Okay, now that everyone's in accord, we can add this new amendment to the Constitution. Any questions?
Well, yes. I have a few questions with respect to the various public offices.
Quincy, I'm astonished that you can possibly have any more questions. We've gone over this at least 20 times, and you were one of the first to pass the amendment.
I know. I just want to be sure I understand everything. A president will be our leader instead of a king or queen, correct?
That's right. From now on, everyone will have to run for any office he or she wishes to hold.
And there will be 2 senators to represent each state?
Yes, Quincy, and a mayor for every city.
How long can a mayor be in office?
Not more than 4 years, Quincy.
What a shame.
What do you mean by that?
What a shame that I'll only be mayor for 4 years.
And how can you be so sure that you'll be elected mayor? Have you forgotten that you have to run for the office first?
I don't want to be impolite, Larry, but has anyone ever told you that you ask too many questions?
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to some questions about the dialogue. Look at the dialogue and complete the answers with the appropriate vocabulary words.
Number 1. Larry says that everyone agrees about adopting the new amendment. What does he mean by that? Number 2. What was being added to the Constitution? Number 3. What was Larry's reaction to Quincy's having more questions to ask? Number 4. What did Quincy's questions concern? Number 5. In order to be elected to an office, what must a person first do? Number 6. Who will represent each state? Number 7. To what office does Quincy plan to get elected?
Let's check your answers. Repeat the answers as you check them.
Number 1 is accord. Repeat. He means they are in accord. Number 2 is amendment. Repeat. An amendment. Number 3 is astonished. Repeat. He was astonished. Number four is, with respect to. Repeat. The questions were with respect to the public offices. Number five is run for. Repeat. He or she must run for office. Number six is senators. Repeat. Two senators. Number seven is mayor. Repeat. He plans to be mayor.
Go to figure three. Listen to a statement. Mark the number of the statement you hear next to the question that it answers.
Number one. It's a body of laws. Number two. It passes the law. Number three. It's a public position. Number four. The Queen is the ruler. Number five. An amendment can be added. Number six. It was to select a new mayor.
Now, let's check your answers.
Letter A is number three. What is an office? It's a public position. Letter B is number five. How can a law or constitution be changed? An amendment can be added. Letter C is number two. What does Congress do when it approves a law? It passes the law. Letter D is number four. Who rules your country? The Queen is the ruler. Letter E is number one. What is a constitution? It's a body of laws. Letter F is number six. Why was the election held? It was to select a new mayor.
Look at figure four. Listen to the dialogues as the speakers express and respond to sympathy. Number one.
I feel terrible about your car, Joe. You let me borrow it, and I had an accident. I'm sorry, and I'll pay for the damage.
That's very kind of you to be concerned, Sam. But don't worry about that car. It's old, and one more dent isn't going to hurt it.
Number two.
Bob, I'm sorry to hear about your brother's illness. Is he okay now?
No, he's still pretty sick. I don't think he's going to make it.
That's too bad. I really hate to hear that. Let me know if I can help you in any way.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I will.
Number three.
I want you to know how very sorry I am to hear about your illness. How are you feeling? You look good.
Thanks. I'm feeling fine now, but I was pretty sick.
Well, I hope you continue to improve.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your concern.
Number four.
I was sorry to hear about your mother's death. Was she ill when she passed away?
No, her death was rather sudden.
I'm so sorry. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
I will. Thanks for being so kind, Jan. Go to figure five. Read the responses to sympathy in your book. Now listen to some expressions of sympathy. Mark the number of the expression you hear next to the appropriate response.
Number one. I'm sorry about your uncle. Is there anything I can do for you? Number two. I'm so sorry about your car. I'll be glad to give you a ride until you can get it fixed. Number three. I was shocked to hear that your team lost their final game. I really wanted your team to win. Number four. Too bad you didn't get that promotion. You really deserved it. Number five. I'm sorry you're ill. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Number six. I'm sorry about your brother's tragic accident. Is he okay?
Let's check your answers. Repeat the expressions and responses. Number one goes beside F. Repeat.
I'm sorry about your uncle. Is there anything I can do for you?
Thanks so much. I appreciate your concern.
Number two goes beside D. Repeat.
I'm so sorry about your car. I'll be glad to give you a ride until you can get it fixed.
Thanks for offering to give me a ride. I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Number three goes beside A. Repeat.
I was shocked to hear that your team lost their final game. I really wanted your team to win.
For myself and the team, I thank you for your support. Maybe we'll do better next year.
Number four goes beside C. Repeat.
Too bad you didn't get that promotion. You really deserved it.
It's kind of you to say that.
Number five goes beside E. Repeat.
I'm sorry you're ill. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
I will. Thanks for being so kind.
Number six goes beside B. Repeat.
I'm sorry about your brother's tragic accident. Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine. Thank you. I'm glad he wasn't seriously hurt.
Listen to the sentences in Figure 6. Pay attention to the adjectives that are used as nouns. When adjectives are used as nouns, their meaning is always plural, and they refer to people who have the adjective quality. Listen. Don't repeat.
Number 1. My mother is a nurse. She has spent her life caring for the sick. Number 2. Our church always gives money and food to the poor. Number 3. There is sometimes a communication problem between the old and the young. Number 4. Seeing eye dogs guide the blind. Number 5. Only the brave will fight till the end. Number 6. The injured needed immediate medical attention. Number 7. There are job training classes for the unemployed. Number 8. Many television programs with captions are designed for the deaf. Number 9. Does the government provide homes for the homeless? Number 10. After the accident, John said, "We are lucky to be among the living."
Go to Figure 7. Listen to a sentence and match it with one that means about the same thing.
Number 1. Rich people should pay more taxes. Number 2. Dr. Moore takes care of sick people. Number 3. Several injured people were hospitalized. Number 4. Blind people use a system of writing called Braille. Number 5. People without jobs are unemployed. Number 6. The students collected money to give to homeless people.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 goes beside D. Repeat, the rich should pay more taxes. Number 2 goes beside F. Repeat, he takes care of the sick. Number 3 goes beside A. Repeat, the injured were hospitalized. Number 4 goes beside C. Repeat, Braille is a system of writing for the blind. Number 5 goes beside E. Repeat, the unemployed are without jobs. Number 6 goes beside B. Repeat, they collected money for the homeless.
Now go to Figure 8. As you listen to the dialogues, pay attention to the pronouns and possessive adjectives that are used. Listen. Don't repeat. Number 1.
Where's Betty? Have you seen her?
Yes, she's in the library.
Number 2.
What happened to your dog?
He ran away last night. He doesn't like thunder and lightning.
Number 3.
Whose pen is this?
I don't know. I think it belongs to Jim.
Number 4.
Was there lots of food at the picnic?
Yes, everyone who came brought his own food and drinks.
Number 5.
Did our teams win their games last night?
Your team won, but my team lost.
Number 6.
Who helped you with this diagram?
No one. I did it by myself.
Listen to the dialogues again. This time you read Part B. Number 1.
Where's Betty? Have you seen her?
Number 2.
What happened to your dog?
Number 3.
Whose pen is this?
Number 4.
Was there lots of food at the picnic?
Number 5.
Did our teams win their games last night?
Number 6.
Who helped you with this diagram?
Now look at the dialogues in Figure 9. You will hear a question. Complete the answer to the question by using an appropriate pronoun or possessive adjective. Then repeat the correct answer. Let's do the example. Listen. Where did you put your report? Repeat. I put it on the teacher's desk. Now, continue the exercise. Number 1.
Where is your English book? Repeat. My English book is on the desk.
Number 2.
Did everyone bring a package? Repeat. Yes, everyone brought his package to be mailed.
Number 3.
When did the students study? Repeat. They study in the afternoon.
Number 4.
Did Jack ever take guitar lessons? Repeat. No, he taught himself how to play the guitar.
Number 5.
I didn't see Jane yesterday. Where was she sitting? Repeat. She sat by herself. She didn't want to join us.
This is the end of tape 4B, book 30.